The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Never miss a minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Some guy shared the go of the day we chose for the passed out goat in his arm. He's checking in. Hey, guys, I'm the guy with Puss's Bill Cosby's goat. Yeah.
Damn. Apparently that's a verb now.
The goat is named Angel, and this is how she naps every evening. I assure you I'm not a friggin' serial killer. I'm also that idiot that parked my Ford truck with the dog in it, and I kept a dog named Ford and kept yelling, "Ford, stay." Remember? And people were looking at him. And he goes, seems I don't have the best track record with a third party sees me with my animals. Thank you, Don. Appreciate that. Big Puss's go to the day. It's passed out in Don's arms.
Right. Didn't read it on the air, but there was a guy the other day. I can't find it now. Who had a dog named Schlitz.
Did he really?
Yeah. And nice. he was telling the dog to stay in the truck. He was yelling Schlitz.
This guy must be drunk. He thinks his Schlitz is flying out of the bus.
Oh, he's yelling at his beer.
And he thinks it's going to jump out. Hey, Schlitz, you stay in there.
That guy's driving?
People are thinking, they don't even make that anymore.
I was going to say, they make Schlitz anymore?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it.
No.
But a lot of times we'll bring up an old beer and somebody will say, yeah.
Yeah, I had a Schlitz last night.
Right. We got an old beer store.
I'm drinking a Schlitz now.
Seems they're still making it.
All right.
It's no Hams.
No.
Yeah, it's under somebody else's umbrella, though.
It tastes like Schlitz.
They used to have their own brewing. It used to be Schlitz Brewing Company.
Yeah, they did. Mm-hmm. Yep.
I think it still is.
All right.
I thought they were all InBev anymore. Yeah. It's not American, so I don't drink it no more.
Yeah.
No, Schlitz Brewing Company, San Antonio, Texas.
Well, that's where it's at, huh? I never knew that.
Well, it's American.
Have a Schlitz.
It was on this date in 2010, Slash was tackled by a fan who made it on stage at a show in Milan, Italy.
That would suck.
He wasn't hurt, but the guitar was hurt.
All right.
The guitar was damaged.
My favorite one is the 81 Stones tour. You see that famous video, the guy running the stage, just balloons flying all around. And Keith Richards takes off his guitar and just decks the guy with the guitar.
Really?
And then puts it back on his neck and just keeps playing.
Because he's Keith Richards.
Yes, it's like the coolest thing you'll ever see. Jagger's singing out in front of him. This guy comes running up towards Keith. And he was a fan, but Keith just took the guitar off. And I've heard Keith talk about that, too. And he says, hey, you come up my stage, I'm just going to hit you, you know.
Hit him in the head?
Yeah, with the guitar.
Really?
Oh, it's a famous video.
Oh, yeah, I've seen it.
Yeah, you've seen it. It's pretty famous, yeah.
Somebody should rush the stage when Gene's blowing fire. Ooh, he just turns a fireball on him.
Or when Nicky Six has his bass flame for
give it a run.
Yeah. He just crisped that guy. Speaking of burning dudes, play this clip from Ellen. That's pretty cool.
Oh.
We love Gary Shandling. We also love Kevin Nealon. One of them's alive still. That's Kevin Nealon.
Yeah, I guess Kevin Nealon was on Ellen yesterday.
The show.
And he got to talking about...
He got robbed, right?
He was robbed. His house was broken into. And whoever broke into to his house took some of Gary Shandling's ashes. And this is him talking about that.
So he got away with nothing really major, but some sentimental, some watches that I had that were my father's. And also he took a necklace that meant a lot to me because it was an urn with Gary Shandling's ashes in it. You know,
really?
Gary, yeah. I got some of his ashes after he. The weird thing is he gave me the ashes before he died.
Oh,
Gary. I thought that's kind of strange. Because, he's very prepared.
He was prepared. prepared, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. The thing about, you know, some people spread ashes after the person dies.
Uh-huh.
And with Gary, they wanted to put it behind him, you know, get it out of the way. So they spread them too soon, and it started a 121-acre fire just north of Nashville.
Want the other bit?
Yeah, sure.
All right, little bit
what
more
I've noticed and I've learned is when your house is broken into,
yep.
you should check the pawn shops, like if you lost a watch.
Right.
Or if you lost Gary.
Right. So you've been searching for
I've
Gary?
I've been calling pawn shops. I'm saying, you have not seen Gary, have you? They said, Gary Shandling? I said, yes. I said, you may not recognize him. He's in an urn. And I'm not sure what part of him is in the air, and it might be his lips, but then again, maybe that arm's not big enough. Gary would love this.
Yes, he would.
Would love it.
Yes. That's the only way we can joke about this is Gary would love that.
That sucks, though, because now the guy that stole the urn knows what those ashes are. Because I'm sure they don't say Gary Shandling's name on them, on the urn.
Yeah, there's not a little label on the bag that says Gary.
So but now, didn't he say it was a necklace?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I'll give you a little bit of
that. I was
going to
say, if it was a full urn, you don't steal the urn.
No.
There's nothing of value there.
No, but this is a guy robbing a place.
But if it's a necklace, I can see how somebody would think it might be
valuable. Right, people
valuable.
Take little ashes and make necklaces out of it. Yeah, they do that, yeah.
A little locket or something.
Yeah, yeah. God, Neilan's the best.
He gave me some of them before he died. That's such a great joke.
Experts are warning pet owners not to let your dog eat too many cicadas.
Oh. I'll just go out in the yard and just chew on them?
Yeah, some dogs are getting sick from eating them. It's not that they're toxic, but they can be dangerous in excess because the exoskeletons can be hard to digest. So if the dog is eating too many cicada shells, it could make them sick.
It was a 7-hour delayed flight, Air Force One, to Europe with Biden. I heard that coming in.
I think it was, they said it was the press corps plane.
7 hours.
Yeah.
7 hours. Yeah.
Like they had, but they had to wait overnight.
Yep.
Because of bugs?
Yep. Cicadas.
The swarm.
Cicadas on a plane.
It's so crazy. All this technology we have. You're like, yeah, bugs. We're going to wait.
Yeah, bugs. Right.
Oh, you can't fly through?
No. They were in the plane. Remember, they got in the plane.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Another gender reveal party leading to a wildfire in Alberta, Canada. The exploding target full of blue or pink powder started a fire that grew in size to about half of a football field.
Have you seen the meme where the white chick's in next to the white guy? She's holding a Roman candle, and it's a black smoke flying out.
Yeah.
And there's a brother standing right next to the white guy looking at making that face. Gender reveal party.
That's funny.
It's hilarious.
So is this a boy or a girl? They never say in these stories.
I know.
Well, maybe they would if we cared.
I want to go to one.
Like if it's going to cause all this damage.
I don't want to go to one
where it's a girl.
I don't want to go to one when somebody dies. I want to go to one where the guy's upset and pissed.
Yeah.
I want to go to one where nobody knows except for the people that made the cake. Sometimes the doctor gives you an envelope and you can give them to the cake lady or the balloon lady or the smoke lady and nobody knows.
Still have that video of like the home.
The guy pissed off, yeah.
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 I love when the guy gets pissed. There's that video, just like a home, you know, doorbell camera or whatever. This lady's walking out with the balloon and then her kid pops it.
Oh, that's right. Oh, yeah.
There's all just, right. Just a bunch of pink confetti in the driveway and she's all pissed.
I love that.
Yeah. I want one to go wrong, but if somebody dies and you're there, it could be you. So I don't want anybody to die.
No.
Like it fires off and hits a cow in the next field and it explodes or something like that. That'd be kind of fun.
Well, in general, just skip the explosive devices for it.
I've never been to a reveal party. Have you?
I haven't either.
No.
It's funny how we talk about how we hate them all the time and nobody invites us.
You know? Someone almost did invite us out of spite.
Oh, that's what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Somebody we know?
Yeah. It's just been a couple years
okay.
ago now.
What'd they do? Was it a cake, though?
I don't remember what they did. I don't remember, but it was one day that perhaps I had gone off about a gender reveal parties, right. And shortly thereafter I got a text message. Well, I guess I won't be inviting you to this weekend's gender reveal party.
That's how we get out of them.
Thank you. Yeah.
Sorry about that, Mitch. Home prices are soaring, and with that comes growing wealth for homeowners. CoreLogic says that those who own a home gained close to $2 trillion in the first quarter this year compared to a year ago. That comes out to an average gain of more than $33,000. The price of a home up more than 11% at the end of the first quarter in March. April's numbers came in even stronger. There was a 13% jump in prices.
Yeah, the equity's there. I mean, unless you're selling it, it's still that's better than the alternative, I guess, you know.
We had the assessment, or is it a valuation, or whatever.
Well, that's taxes. That's different. No. That's always different.
But they jacked it way up.
Yep.
My house is worth five times more than it was last year. Right. I don't think so.
Yeah.
It might be. Shortage of workers affecting just about every industry. Larry Flint's Hustler Club in New Orleans having trouble hiring strippers. The managers are offering dancers $1,000 signing bonus.
Whoa.
Because they don't have enough workers to be open 7 days a week.
All in sweaty, beer-soaked bills, too, $1,000.
In the French Quarter.
Just hit, like, a sopping bag.
I saw...
This is in the French Quarter. People are going to go there.
So I saw that, like, Chipotle, I think it was, said they're going to... They had to pay more to get employees back.
Yeah.
So they're raising their prices, like, 8, 4% or something like that. But they made that public. And somebody typed in right away, a Twitter follower that studied this. You paid your CEO $38 million last year.
Yeah, they just give him like a huge bonus.
So shut up. But they had to throw it out there that their burrito is going to be 4% more because we're paying that guy a living wage now.
Right, they have to blame it on the employees.
They blame it on the employees.
And what's 4%? 12 cents?
Exactly.
Well, who's gonna,
somebody will.
Who's going to notice?
Somebody will bitch.
But that burrito's 550 instead of 540.
Exactly. And then the guy making it gets you a better wage. Good for that.
Okay, fine.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. We're on the same side of this, obviously.
I saw a billboard locally for like a trade place. I think it was like an electrician or some sort of construction thing hiring, and they were offering a Bitcoin bonus.
Really?
For like $3,000 like Bitcoin hiring bonus.
You better cash it right away. Because once you get it, it's going to drop out. It's going to drop down.
I can't believe strippers don't want to snuggle up to some unvaccinated dude hanging out in the French Quarter.
Exactly. Right.
That's exactly
that's,
right, Todd.
That's part of the reason.
That's part of the reason. Of course it
that's
is.
That's one reason these service or people have to deal with people
right.
don't want to go back.
No.
Because you're dealing with jackasses like that.
They're waiting. I haven't seen it yet. They're waiting for like a restaurant to say, no, vaccinated, don't come in. And when that happens, they'll be packed in any city.
Oh, and people would be happy to go to work there.
Right.
That's one way you could attract workers.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Mm-hmm. We have to pay people. And a lot of the service industry people over this past year, when they couldn't work, they had to find something else to do when
we
you could go into
why.
A restaurant.
Yeah, they went and found a better job. And now people are mad they found a better job. The same people that said, well, find a better job. I did. Well, God damn it, come back to work.
Come back. Where's my burrito?
The exact same people.
Give me my fries.
Yeah.
I don't know if you're mad about the 10-cent increase on your burrito, here's a weird idea. Eat at home.
Okay.
You know? And you're not going to do that, so just shut up about the 10 cents.
Exactly. Yeah, they released a statement. We had to raise our employees' wages, but we're raising this, and that's... Yell at them, not the
it's
CEO
their,
that made
fault.
$38 million.
You're still getting basically two burritos in one of those burritos.
Oh, they're so huge. They're good burritos.
Shut up.
Yeah.
They are.
Yeah, they're fun.
Yes, I want guac. Yes, I know it's extra.
Yeah.
Put
it
on there.
Just load that bear up.
Put it on.
I just hate people who bitch about prices of anything.
I know.
Oh, it went up.
Yeah.
Oh, I expected it to go down. I expected the prices of cars to be half. What?
Yeah, everything always gets more expensive.
Yes, nothing is cheaper than it was, 30 years ago?
No.
Unless it didn't exist.
You woke up early, nobody cares. That's what that's, that's that guy bitching. Bitching.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on Auto Trader. They're really good at numbers. Auto Trader.
An Arkansas man that spent 40 years in prison for robbing a taco shop with a water gun is asking for clemency.
You think?
How many years?
40.
Now, I know some of those look real, but the fact is, once it's not real, they shouldn't be armed robbery, right?
It's what the victim thinks it is.
Yeah, in the moment.
But not 40 years. Not 40
years. The Daily Beast reports that 70-year-old Rolf Castle has been sitting in jail since 1981.
Holy hell.
After getting away with $264 in the crime.
Did he have a bunch of crimes before that he got convicted for?
Apparently. Yeah. A YouTube video also shows the then cashier pleading for the guy to be released, saying he can't believe the guy's still behind bars.
Right.
Cost $20,000 a year to keep the guy locked up.
I was praying for the squirt, and I got one.
Bad stuck to the tape.
They don't know if they're going to release him. They think they may not. The governor already denied clemency for this guy back in 2015.
Because governors, they got to be, those right-wing governors got to be hardcore no matter what. You're staying in jail forever for a squirt gun.
Tough on crime.
Yeah.
That dude's 70.
What, though? He's happy. His hogs are moving on. That's the sound of the squirt gun.
Oh.
Similar to the sound of, you know what. I don't have too many sound effects.
That's a staple.
That's horrible. First of all, it's a 40-year-old squirt gun. They didn't look that real back then. But of course, they didn't have that orange thing at the end, too. You know?
They didn't, though, did they, 40 years ago?
No, they didn't. They actually probably did look kind of real.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Would you steal tacos, too? If you were robbing a taco shop?
Maybe they raise their price.
Yeah, that's a lie. I'd be like, I need 3 soft shells and all the money in the register.
Right. I'm risking going to jail for 20 years at least with armed robbery for tacos.
Yeah, you should at least
with
get
a squirt
tacos,
gun.
Too.
Dude, that's a squirt gun. You want a taco or not?
Can you fill this with hot sauce?
Right.
Yeah, you stole something of $295 value with a squirt gun. That shouldn't be 40 years in prison.
The guy's nickname is Squirt Gun in prison.
It's got to be.
It's got to be.
Where's Squirty?
Where was this?
Arkansas. Hence the pig suey, Todd.
Yep. One of those 3 strikes and you're out kind of thing.
He might have did something before that, but if it wasn't anything violent, geez, shouldn't be 40 years, you know.
Well, yeah, there had to be something before, because he would have been 30 years old robbing a taco shop with a squirt gun. I don't think that's your first crime.
There are people in jail for weed where it's illegal, and there's stores. They can see the store selling weed through their bars. Well, some of those states are letting people out.
That would be depressing.
Yeah.
And are you familiar with fling golf?
Is that throwing it?
Kind of.
Yeah.
You got a fling stick, though.
Okay, yeah. Because throwing
a fling
is called
stick.
I think throwing is called throff. I think it was called throff.
Throffing?
Yeah. That way you stay on the tee and throw the ball.
This is called
and you rolled on the putt on the green.
This is called fling golf. The fling stick looks more or less like a putter, but the head has a little pocket for players to launch the ball down the fairway lacrosse style.
Oh, like high lie or
once it's on the green, it's
like
a standard
lacrosse
putt.
Yeah,
once you get it on the green, it's a standard putt.
Can you play it anywhere?
You can play it on any golf course that allows it, and so far over 1,227 countries have allowed it, including Pebble Beach and St. Andrews.
People need money. Golf courses need money.
I don't think St. Andrews does.
No, they don't.
Yeah, no, they allow it. It says it right here.
Okay. They don't need money.
They don't need
money. Wasn't lying.
No.
I don't know.
Obviously, they allow it.
Yeah, they allow
it. It'd be a crazy thing to lie about, too.
It would be.
That's how you get away with lying. You just sneak the little ones.
You lying son.
There are a couple in this town. I'm looking at their website.
So they give you the club then? I have no idea what the club looks like.
You probably have to bring your own.
Yeah, but you said it turns into a putter?
It doesn't turn into. It's got a little pocket that you can use to throw, and then it's also a putter.
Got it.
It's like you that can, thing you would like use to launch a tennis ball with your dog. Kind of like that.
Less slobber, though.
I'd play that. You know?
Yeah, you can buy your fling stick on this same website where you can find the golf courses.
Cool. Can you get a cart? Because I still want to ride.
Oh, from the course. Yeah.
There's a little 9-hole par 3. It's not by where you live. 2 days a week, you can play the foot golf. They have a separate green.
But it's a little soccer ball,
it's
right?
A soccer ball.
It is a soccer ball.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're kicking a soccer ball down the fairway, and you kick it to a separate pin. They put up separate pins and holes so we can fling and kick. Apparently, just golfing isn't satisfactory.
Well, they want more people to do it.
More accessible.
Right. All right, Dr. Mina joined us. Check out the podcast. Please get the vaccine, especially if you're coming to our town in 2 weeks. Yeah. See you tomorrow. Oh, Nick's show tomorrow night.
Griswold,
East of Omaha. Doing his comedy here, not just having cheese sticks or anything.
I think there'll be time for both.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car right in your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader, too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.